The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And on the program, we're going to start off with the Carolina Theater in Durham. The phone number there for more information is 919-560-3030. And all programs at the Carolina Theater start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, February 7th, the entertainer is Bert Kreischer. Body Shots Tour. Bert is an American stand-up comedian, actor, writer, and host who performs to sell out crowds across the country. His stand-up special, Secret Time, is streaming globally on Netflix. Shows for Bert's Entertainment, 7 and 9:30. Then Friday, February 8th, it's The Second City. It's you, not me. It's not you, it's me. Second City has been laughing at love for decades. In the world-famous comedy company's latest laughter-inducing undertaking, It's Not You, It's Me, the troupe takes shots at heartbreak, missed connections, and the mire of human relationships. Saturday, February 9th at Carolina Theater, The Fab Four. If you want to experience the best Beatles tribute ever, you won't want to miss the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute. The Emmy Award-winning Fab Four is elevated far above every other Beatles tribute due to their precise attention to detail. Friday, February 15th, Susanna Baca. Long before Ms. Baca became one of international music's essential stars, she ranked as one of the most important figures in the Afro-Peruvian revival. Overcoming the cultural stigma surrounding women performers, not to mention the lowly status of black music in Peru, Baca forged an extraordinary career. Saturday, February 16th, the Monty presents the 11th Annual Hippo Awards. This is both a legitimate award show honoring the best stories told in previous year and a storytelling event featuring never-before-heard personal stories from people in the community. Awards are handed out in three categories: comedy, drama, and overall. Sunday, February 17th, an homage to Handel, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, recognized today primarily for his water music and Hallelujah Chorus. Handel was one of the most versatile composers to ever live. That show starts at 3. Sunday, February 17th as well, Dimitri Martin, Wandering Mind Tour. Dimitri is a stand-up comedian, artist, writer, and director. He began doing stand-up comedy in New York City, where he worked as a staff writer for Late Night with Conan O'Brien. Thursday, February 21st, it's Johnny Cash at St. Quentin. That's the Johnny Folsom Four and Friends. Every Johnny Cash fan should see this special 50th anniversary theatrical recreation of Live at St. Quentin, one of Johnny Cash's most legendary and iconic performances by Johnny Folsom Four. Thursday, February 28th, Aaron Lewis, the State I'm In Tour. Aaron, a singer-songwriter, made his country debut in 2011 with the certified gold single Country Boy, followed by the release of his first full-length solo album, The Road, first solo album named The Road. And then Friday, March 1st, Varsity Vocals. This is the 2019 ICHSA South Quarterfinals. This is the high school edition of the real-life competition featured in the film Pitch Perfect. Music starts at 7 o'clock. All right, switching gears to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com. The DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. The DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Thursday, February 7th, it's Lil Duval, Living My Best Life Tour. Duval started his comedy career touring with Cedric the Entertainer after a successful performance on a Cedric the Entertainer's television special. He then went on to be a finalist in BET's comedy competition series, Coming to the Stage. Friday, February 8th at DPAC, an evening of entertainment. In partnership with the DPS Scholarship Foundation, Durham Public Schools presents their spectacular musical showcase, An Evening of Entertainment, which features 500 talented choral and dance students while generating college scholarships for Durham Public Schools seniors. Saturday, February 9th, Disney DiCapella, Disney Music Group's new a cappella group, features 7 world-class vocalists. Created by Disney and contemporary a cappella legend Deke Sharon, he's known for Pitch Perfect, The Sing-Off, and much more. The tour will appeal to fans of both Disney and a cappella with their modern a cappella versions of Disney hits. Sunday, February 10th, the DPAC Pod Tours America. Pod Save America is hitting the road again to have live, no-nonsense conversations about politics, the press, and the nightmare that is the Trump presidency. The tour is called Pod Tours America because they think that's clever. Tuesday, February 12th through Sunday, February 17th, Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, a marvelous show for everyone. You're guaranteed to have a ball, that from NPR. It's the perfect recipe for a delectable treat. Songs from the original film, including Pure Imagination, The Candyman, and I've Got a Golden Ticket, alongside a toe-tapping and ear-tickling new score from the songwriters of Hairspray. Wednesday, February 20th, Alan Parsons Live Project. Alan dabbled with live performances in his late teens as a folk blues acoustic player and as a lead guitarist with a blues band called The Earth in the late 60s in his hometown of London. But as soon as he landed a job at the famous Abbey Road Studios, it became clear that the world of sound recording was to dominate his career. He was fortunate enough to work as assistant engineer on the last 2 albums by the Beatles. Thursday, February 21st, at the Durham Performing Arts Center, the Piano Guys. They became an international sensation by way of their immensely successful series of strikingly original self-made music videos, which have so far netted over $1.2 billion. That's billion with a B, YouTube views. Friday and Saturday, February 22nd and 23rd, the Rock of Ages 10th Anniversary Tour. Nominated for 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Rock of Ages captures the iconic era that was the Big Bad 1980s. Hollywood. All right, Sunday, February 24th, it is Wildcrats Live 2.0. Activate creature power. Get ready to dive into another classic Wildcrats adventure with the Kratz brothers as they combine live action and animation with Martin and Chris live on stage. Audio Describe performances coming up. Mamma Mia, Saturday, February 16th. This is a North Carolina theater production. the ultimate feel-good show, a mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless songs propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship, creating an unforgettable show. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Show starts at 2. Thursday, February 21st, Cabaret, NC State's Stewart Theater. A young American writer, Cliff Bradshaw, and his love, the charismatic singer Sally Bowles, spend their days in Fraulein Schneider's boarding house and their nights in the seedy Kit Kat Club. There, the master of ceremony guides them through Berlin's underbelly in the chaotic final days of the Weimar Republic. This Tony Award-winning musical starts at 7:30. Sunday, February 24th, Men on Boats. This is a Justice Theater project, Umstead United Church of Christ. In 1869, 10 explorers set off to chart the Green and Colorado Rivers under the guidance of John Wesley Powell, a one-armed Civil War veteran and personal friend of President Grant. This is a 3:30 performance. Also on Sunday, February 24th, Charlotte's Web, Carry Youth Applause at Carry Arts Center, based on the novel telling the story of a livestock pig named Wilbur and his friendship with a barn spider named Charlotte. That's a 3 o'clock show. Also on the audio describe list for Sunday, February 24th, Junie B. Jones. This is the musical. Raleigh Little Theater, sneak a peek into the top-secret personal beeswax journal of the outspoken and lovable Junie B. Jones. This is a 5 o'clock performance. Sunday, March 17th, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Saturday, March 23rd, The King and I, Broadway Series South, at Memorial Auditorium at 2. All right, for a few laughs, let's check out the lineup at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Thursday through Saturday, February 7th through the 9th, Christina Hutchinson and Corrine Fisher. Thursday through Saturday, February 14th through the 16th, Mark Normand. Sunday, February 17th, B. Simone. Friday and Saturday, February 22nd and 23rd, Christopher Titus. Thursday through Saturday, February 28th through March 2nd, Nikki Glasser. Also, for some laughs, you can go to Raleigh Improv in Cary. Friday through Sunday, February 8th through the 10th, Gilbert Gottfried. Thursday, February 14th, Andrew Schultz. Saturday and Sunday, February 16 and 17, Rita Rudner. February 22nd through the 24th, Felipe Esperanza. Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd, Brooks Whalen. And Thursday through Sunday, March 14th through the 17th, Jeff Dye. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in the at PNC Arena for the next few weeks. Thursday through Sunday, February 7th through the 10th, Corteo by Cirque du Soleil. Corteo, which means cortege in Italian, is a joyous procession, a festival parade imagined by a clown. Saturday, February 23rd, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. In 2019, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo celebrates 40 years of bringing the Old West to cities across the country. Saturday and Sunday, March 9th and 10th, it's Monster Jam. The adrenaline-filled, charged family entertainment providing jaw-dropping displays and gravity-defying feats that promise to always leave fans entertained. Tuesday, March 12th, the multi-year Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Of course, that's none other than Elton John. Friday, March 15th, Mike Epps, Funny As Ish Comedy Tour. Sunday, March 17th, Mumford & Sons, the Delta Tour. Friday, March 22nd, Winter Jam 2019, Tour 360, Christian Music's largest annual tour. Friday, March 29th, Millennium Tour 2019. This is a limited engagement tour from multi-platinum R&B group B2K, along with R&B crooner Mario, also scheduled to perform Pretty Ricky, Lloyd, Ying Yang Twins, Chingy, and Bobby V. And, of course, Kiss is coming to town Saturday, April 6th. It is their end of the road tour. Okay, Lincoln Theater for some local music, East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-821-4111. Thursday, February 7th, talk with People's Blues of Richmond at 9. Friday, February 8th, Cosmic Charlie presents Dark Side of the Dead at 9. Saturday, February 9th, Jupiter Coyote and the Blue Dogs, the Howlin' and Growlin' Tour with Old Habits. That show starts at 7:30. Monday, February 11th, Alan Doyle Band at 8. Friday, February 15th, The Breakfast Club with Bad Incorporated, Bad Company, and Paul Rogers Tribute. That's at 9. Saturday, February 16th, Nantucket with Maj Dika and Pegasus Plus at 8 o'clock. Friday, February 22nd, Corrosion of Conformity with Crowbar, The Obsessed, and Mothership. The concerts start at 7:30. That was, again, Friday, February 22nd, Corrosion of Conformity. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street, the phone number 919-821-1120. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Wednesday, February 6th, Billy Gilmore and Friends with Serene Green. Thursday, February 7th, it's Tanaja, Brashius Monk, Black Trell, and SK the Novel. Friday, February 8th, Dr. Bacon with Maj Dika. Saturday, February 9th, Fooey's Fans Benefit. That's at 2. Also on Saturday, February 9th, Big Daddy Love. Then two shows on Sunday, February 10th, the Day Party Series, Clap Monkey, Regina Hexaphone, Mark E. Smith, and J. Chris Smith. That show starts at 2. Then at 8 o'clock, it's Ginny with Catriona Sturton Band. Again, that's at 8 o'clock. Monday, February 11th, Drag Sounds with Paint Fumus and TKO Faith Healer. Wednesday, February 13th, Sierra McKenzie. Thursday, February 14th, Lonnie Walker and Echo Quartz at 8. Friday, February 15th, Aether Realm with Wild Run, Infinity Fortress, and Final Sign. Saturday, February 16th, Of Good Nature with Litz. Sunday, February 17th, two shows. One, the Day Party Series with Imperfect Sun, Smoke from All the Friction, and Brutus. That's at 2. Then at 8 o'clock that evening, Michael Glabicki of Rusted Root, with Dirk Miller and Blake Christiani of Yarn. Again, that's at 8 o'clock on Sunday, February 17th. At the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, the phone number is 919-424-1400. Most shows start at 8 unless noted. Thursday, February 7th, Drive-By Truckers and Lucinda Williams at 7:30. Friday, February 8th, Cody Coe and Noel Miller, Tiny Meast Gang, live. Saturday, February 9th, Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, the Upside Down Flowers Tour, starts at 7:30. Tuesday, February 12th, Young Gravy, Experience the Sensation Tour, concert starts at 8:30. Thursday, February 14th, Interpol. Friday, February 15th, Drake Party, Fake Real Love. That's at 9. Saturday, February 16th, Los Acosta at 9. Sunday, February 17th, In Flames at 7. Tuesday, February 19th, Alan Walker, Different World Tour at 7. And then Friday, February 22nd, A Very Get Sad Y'all Valentine's Day. And that concert starts at 9. After a successful inaugural year, Thrive North Carolina Food Festival says it will be returning to downtown Raleigh this spring. The festival, which is sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, is set for May 9th and 10th at City Market. Each night will include chefs performing live demonstrations, samples from local restaurants, breweries, and live music. Thrive North Carolina kicks off May 9th with an invitation-only summit addressing childhood nutrition and ways to combat food insecurity. Last year's service project connected to Thrive North Carolina Food Festival featured more than 100 volunteers packing 600 bags for the Interfaith Food Shuttle's Backpack Buddies program. The Pullen Park train is out of commission for a few more weeks. If you're thinking about an excursion to ride the train at Pullen Park, well, the popular ride is closed through early March. Crews are doing annual routine maintenance to both the train and the track. Raleigh Little Theater, the box office number there is 919-821-3111. Okay. February 15th through the 24th, we mentioned this earlier, Junie B. Jones, the musical. And in addition to the 15th through the 24th on March 2nd, they have a sensory-friendly performance. March 8th through the 24th, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. They also have a sensory-friendly performance. It's set for March 30th. And then April 12th through the 28th, Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. The male heirs of the Baskerville line are being eliminated one by one. To find their ingenious killer, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson must brave the desolate moors before a family curse dooms its newest heir. Watch as the intrepid investigators try to escape a dizzying web of clues, silly accents, and elaborate disguises. Of course, Raleigh Little Theater has audio descriptions for those with visual disabilities. It's provided by Arts Access on the second Sunday of each production. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at Duke Energy Center. Now through February 17th, Love in the Times of Day. This is a Carolina ballet program. Robert Weiss presents a new ballet based on paintings by Czech artist Alfons Mucha. Weiss came across the series of paintings while visiting an art gallery in Prague and was inspired to bring them to life through ballet. A ballet for lovers just in time for Valentine's Day. And this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Wednesday, February 6th, Valerie June, Cat's Cradle, one of the most admired genre-bending artists to break through in the last decade. Valerie June's music blends southern sounds, African rhythms, and ambient atmospherics. That's a good phrase. One, ambient atmospherics. Into something altogether futuristic and new. This is Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, February 8 and 9, Valentine's Romantic Classic, a North Carolina Symphony Classical Series event. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Tuesday through Sunday, February 12th through the 17th, Mamma Mia, North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 15 and 16, the Music of Whitney Houston, Bay Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Wednesday, February 20th, I'm With Her, a Pinecone event. I'm With Her is Sarah Watkins, Sarah Geraz, and Aoife O'Donovan. 4 years after their formation at an impromptu show in 2014 in Telluride, Colorado, the band released their debut album, See You Around. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Museum of Life and Science is building a program to serve families with kids on the autism spectrum. Over the past couple of years, staff at the Museum of Life and Science have been working to boost their offerings for kids on the autism spectrum or with other special needs. And this year, they're working to get the word out to an even broader audience about their efforts and upcoming events. In 2019, the Durham Museum will roll out a series of sensory-friendly events. Here's what's on the schedule so far. Sunday, April 7th, Autism Awareness Day, and Friday, July 12th, Sensory Friendly Friday, with activities both inside and outside of the museum. And then there's a sensory friendly Santa train for obviously later in the year. About 1 in 68 children are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder in North Carolina, that according to the 2017 report from the CDC. And finally, the North Carolina Science Festival is just around the corner. Of course, it was founded in 2010. It's the first statewide science festival in the United States. Through a series of community-based events each April, and it's the whole month of April, that's hosted by schools, colleges, libraries, museums, parks, businesses, and other local organizations. The festival celebrates the economic, education, and cultural impact of science in North Carolina. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.